This morning, I want to talk to you about not making excuses. When we look at the life of Jesus, Jesus never made excuses. And for that reason, he was able to fulfill the mission that was laid out for him. And because Jesus didn't make excuses, then neither should we. I think it's very easy to come up with a reason to not do something. We could come up with a reason to not help out the poor and the needy. We could come up with an excuse to not be involved in church, not to overcome a problem, not to overcome an addiction, not to have more joy in our family life. Excuses are dime a dozen, right? People say, well, I've got an excuse to be upset. I was stuck in traffic, or my boss was rude, or my coworker talked behind my back. Or I've got an excuse not to pray anymore because I prayed to God and my prayers weren't answered. Or I've got an excuse to be bitter because I was diagnosed with an illness. Or I've got an excuse to feel bad about myself because I had a bad childhood or I didn't spend enough time with my family. See, excuses actually give us the permission to stay as mediocre disciples. What excuses do is they justify in our minds to stay where we are. People can make any excuses about anything. I mean, I see a lot of young people here, right? Let's see the young people, pay attention. So when I was a child, you know, I come from a big family. Every time we got into a fight, what would a child do? Why did you do that? Well, he made me mad, so I hit him. It was his fault, right? Why did you hit your brother or your sister? Well, he made me so angry. Again, it's excuses. No one says, well, you know what? I did it. I take ownership and responsibility. See, one of the main difficulties of being a Christian is that being a disciple of Jesus Christ doesn't make us immune from life's adversities and difficulties. I mean, how could a loving God allow us to go through something as sad as a death of a loved one, or a terminal illness, or depression, or anxiety, all these negative things? I mean, if God loves us so much, shouldn't he take away all these things from us? I mean, doesn't loving us mean that he should make our life as easy and as comfortable as possible? Well, actually, no. And this is what I've learned. Right? God wants to take each and every one of you to the next level in your life, whether it's professional, emotional, in your relationship, in your mental life, in your intellectual life. Right? God wants to take you to the mountaintop like he did his son, Jesus Christ. But before that can happen, you will face opposition. Before you can get to the next level in your life, you will have to overcome new battles. The goal is to not make excuses. The goal is, just like Jesus, is to learn to listen to him, to his son, right, Jesus Christ, to learn to obey God's command so that you can get to the next level in your life. See, the transfiguration of Jesus is a sign and a reminder to us that we can still grow strong and grow to spiritual maturity even in the midst of adversity. I think one of the main reasons why people never grow to spiritual maturity or spiritually, emotionally, mentally, is because they allow the trials, the suffering, the adversities to take a stronghold in their minds, right? And instead of moving forward and just trusting God and relinquishing control, they make excuses for themselves and for others. Right? People say it all the time. I've got an excuse to not get involved in church. I'm way too busy. Or I've got an excuse not to get involved because I did once and somebody talked behind my back. Or I've got an excuse to be upset with God because I applied for a loan and I didn't get approved. Or I've got an excuse to feel bad about myself because I don't have as many things as my neighbor. But what happens is, when we make excuses, it actually holds us back from moving forward. What you got to get to believe and get this revelation in your heart is God wants to move you forward. He wants you to fulfill the mission that He has entrusted to you. He wants to take you to the mountaintop, but He wants you to not make excuses, but instead, just like His son in the gospel reading, when it says, "Listen to my son, this is my chosen one," you've got to learn to quickly pass the test, let God help you so that you can move to the next level. So today, we celebrate the transfiguration of Jesus, where Jesus was transfigured before Peter, James, and John. Let me give you a quick background of what's going on. The disciples had been with Jesus for a while. Jesus had performed great miracles, right? He multiplied the loaves and the fish. He raised somebody from the dead. He gave healing sight to the blind. So naturally, the disciples were like, yeah, this guy's cool. We're following the right person, right? They're still on track. I mean, they made some excuses along the way, but for the most part, they stayed on track. But notice what happens to Jesus. It didn't specifically say it in this gospel reading, but Jesus actually could have made excuses because, as we all know, before He can fulfill His mission, He had to suffer and die. Jesus could have told His Heavenly Father, "Why do I have to suffer for these people? Isn't it enough that I multiplied loaves and fish? Isn't it enough for you that I raised somebody from the dead? Why do I have to go to Jerusalem? Why do I have to be killed? Why do I have to do any of this?" But notice that Jesus doesn't make any excuses. And in fact, He tells His disciples, "Hey guys, I know you're all excited, but I'm going to go to Jerusalem and I'm going to suffer and die." And the disciples at first, their reaction was like, "Whoa, like we can't let this happen." You know how Peter was like, "Oh no, I'm not going to let this happen to you." Again, you know, he's coming up with an excuse. But Jesus was like, "No, you're thinking as humans do. This is part of God's will." But basically, Jesus understood that the disciples would be distraught. So the way He handled their fear as anxiety was He was transfigured by them. In effect, this is what Jesus was saying. "Look, I love you. You're my disciples. You're going to go through trials. You're going to have adversities. People are going to persecute you, and you're going to have doubts. But guess what?" Right when His clothes became dazzling as white, as snow, He was like, "But this is what you have to look forward to." See, by doing that, Jesus assuaged and calmed their fear. In other words, they were like, "You know what? We don't have to make excuses. So what if we go through adversity? So what if we go through trials and suffering? But because in the end, we are going to taste victory." And that's what it means for all of us as well. Each one of you, maybe some of you actually, have feel that you've reached your limits. But I'm here to tell you that God wants to do some more great things for you. Don't let the excuses in your life hold you back. I remember when I first got called, that I first received that calling to the priesthood, all these excuses flooded my mind. Like, I could never do that. I could never be a priest. I don't even act like one or look like one, whatever. You know, like, I can't do this. I don't have what it takes. I'm not good enough. But imagine if I would have just stayed with those excuses, then I wouldn't be standing here in front of you. Just a few months ago when I was at St. James, I was called to come here. The same thing, all these excuses came flooding in my mind. What if they don't like me? What if I'm not as effective? What if I can't lead your people closer to you? Now imagine what would have happened if I listened to those excuses. Then I wouldn't have experienced the beauty and the goodness, and I wouldn't have been able to share with you the things, the wonderful things that together we have been sharing for the last 8 months. See, what you have to understand is this. Anytime God is about to take you to the next level, there will be an excuse that you first have to get rid of. So for example, before you can see the fruits of your prayer life, you have to get rid of the excuse that says, "I could never spend time in prayer. I'm way too distracted. I'm not disciplined." Before God can help you with an addiction or a sinful inclination, you have to get rid of the excuse that says, "I've had this for too long, since I was a kid. No one can help me now. This runs in my family. It's in my genes. Talking to a priest is not going to help me. Going to confession is not going to help me. Right? Before you can taste God's goodness in your life, you've got to get rid of the excuse that says, I can't get involved in church. I'm not a good person. See, folks, what you have to understand is God wants to do something new in your life. He wants you to be a good disciple. He wants you to get to the next level. Don't let excuses keep you from getting where you're supposed to be, spiritually, professionally, and emotionally. I love the story of Abraham that we heard in the first reading, when he was told to get this heifer. And Abraham, actually, in his life, when you read it all throughout, there were times where he made excuses. But the story that I love better is not what we heard. It's in chapter 22 of Genesis, where God tells Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac. See, God wanted to take Abraham to the next level, but he had to go through the test. And if you all don't know the story, Abraham had been praying for a son, and finally he has Isaac. He had every reason to come up with an excuse. He could have told God, look, I could never do this. I can't sacrifice my son. I'm not going to take him to Mount Moriah and get rid of him after you gave him to me. I'm sorry, God, but I can't obey your will. But Abraham, deep in his heart, he knew that God is an all-powerful and just God. And even though he didn't fully comprehend what was happening, he obeyed God's commandment. And if you look back when you go home and read Genesis chapter 22, this is what it says. God says, don't touch your son Isaac, but because you obeyed me and listened to my words, I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, in the sands, in the seashore. And your children and your children's children will be kings for many nations, all because you obeyed my command. Wow, like talk about a major promotion, right? See, Abraham got to the next level in his life because he did not make excuses in the end. Some of you right now, just like Abraham, are at that crossroad. God is asking you to take that leap of faith, to trust in him. Whatever is going on in your professional life, in your personal life, in your work life, even in your school, God is asking you, look, just trust and relinquish that control to me and obey my word. And remember this, like I've said many times, every time you're about to step into a new level in your life, you're going to face opposition. People might even talk behind your back. People will doubt you. They will say negative things about you. And I think when this happens, right, it's very easy to get discouraged and think, my ministry is never going to grow. People are never going to get involved. Things are never going to happen. But you have to learn to shake that off. Because what you have to understand is today's challenges are tomorrow's victory. It's all about your perspective, and it's all about trusting in God and obeying his command and not making excuses. Because in the end, I want to say this, right? Every time we make an excuse, it becomes a crutch for each and every one of us. And we actually don't move forward. Like I said at the beginning, I had a bad childhood, right? My parents weren't there. So now I'm going to use that self-pity crutch. Or I'm bitter. I'm angry because I went through a divorce or my spouse walked out on me. So now I'm going to use that bitterness crutch. Or I was never there for my kids, right? I walked out on them, and now I'm going to use that regret crutch, and I'm just going to hobble along. But what's sad is some people live their entire life on crutches, and they could never move forward. Don't let that person be you. As we celebrate this beautiful Transfiguration Sunday, learn from our Savior, from Abraham, and don't make excuses, right? So instead of just hobbling along in your life, instead of barely getting by, if you trust God, if you relinquish control, then you will experience his goodness. You will step into a new level in your life, and you will become that holy, healthy, and vibrant person that God created you to be. Amen?